From Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Nathan Irwin. I'm here with Mary Keltner talking about Home for the Holidays. It's being presented next weekend at Peoria Players Theater. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Now, can you tell us a little bit about the format for this event? I know this is a production that Players does every year, but for those who haven't attended, what can we expect?
Well, Home for the Holidays is a musical review of Christmas, present, and past. And so within the production, each director creates their own script and chooses the music that they'd like to have performed on stage and then invites local talent to come in and be a part of that performance.
Okay, so does this year's production have sort of an overarching theme that plays out throughout the different pieces and numbers?
It does, in fact. We have a family who has a traditional photo album that's been passed down through the generations. And in this photo album, they start all the way back in World War II. And it shows the grandfather's childhood memories of cutting down a Christmas tree and then his father going off to war. We do a little bit of recording in a sound studio. And the mother is singing, "Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas." And then the grandfather, while he's at war with his fellow soldiers, they'll sing, "I'll Be Home for Christmas." Then we come back to present day and we have a group from Richwoods who's going to be singing with us because the children of the grandfather were part of the Madrigal group. So we're bringing in a group of Madrigal singers. And then we travel to some vacations that they've taken in Las Vegas and New York. And just the whole family is reminiscing while looking at this photo album.
Now, you had said that each year the director sort of creates parts of the show brand new with an original script. Where did the idea for this motif come from? You know, what was sort of the guiding principle?
My production team and I sat down first and thought about different songs that we really liked. And we knew that we wanted to do Christmas Through the Ages. So in the initial phase of our construction of the script, we talked about hitting the 20s and the 40s and going a little further back in time. And then we settled on the idea of going to a family's history. And we developed the theme of the photo album. Todd Pilon, who is my sound and tech engineer, he is actually going to be taking footage and projecting it onto the stage. So while the family is talking about the photos, you'll see that photo projected onto the screen. And then in the center of the stage, that photo comes to life.
And as you alluded to earlier, for this production, you're bringing in a lot of guest performers. So you have a handbell choir, you've got a magician, you even have an Elvis impersonator in this show?
Yes, we actually have two.
Oh, my God.
We have two Elvis impersonators. Roger Fuhrer is going to be performing on Saturday night for us. And then Dave Stovall is going to be performing on Sunday afternoon for us. So they've both agreed they're going to be doing Have Yourself a Merry Christmas, Blue Christmas, Here Comes Santa Claus. I've heard there might be some scarves going out into the audience.
It seems like this is an opportunity for the production to break outside the boundaries of what we might consider just a musical review. You get to add these other elements and maybe capture people's attention with those as well.
It is. I really like the idea of variety and going to a Christmas production. I wanted it to be so much more than just listening to the same Christmas songs. We love them. They're traditional and they bring lots of wonderful memories. But I thought it would be a unique twist to have a magician come in. His name is Gambit and he performs locally. And so he'll be doing an impromptu version of Illusion Arts. And then we have Alley-Oop, who is a hula hoop artist, and they perform on the riverfront. And so they'll be bringing in their specialty acts. And then Forest Hill Methodist Church is bringing in their bell choir with some members from Glen Oak Christian Church.
It seems like another feature of a production like this is that it gives you as the director and Peoria Players an opportunity to showcase performers, people who perhaps haven't been associated with the theater, but then it also gives you a chance to sort of put people out in front who perhaps have been on stage before, but usually in more of a background role?
It is. We're very excited, not only with our variety show performers, to have them join us on the stage and have the audience see them and perhaps bring a new audience into the theater itself, but also for many of our performers in this production, they have been in the ensembles for other shows, and they're getting the opportunity to be featured as solo dance artists or singing solos and taking on a bigger speaking role than they would have been given or had been cast for in previous shows.
And so do you have a core or an ensemble of performers who come back for this production year after year, or do you really build the entire cast fresh each year, the same way you write the script fresh?
We have performers that do join us every year. Sometimes there are young adults coming back from college. Adam Rosso is going to be joining us from college this year as playing our Virgil, which is the great-grandfather in this story. Hmm. He's the one who's going to be at World War II. And then we have some other college students that are coming back to be in the ensemble itself. And then we have just other adults that have been in the production in the past that just join it every year.
And talk a little bit about the rehearsal process, because since it's a review, one way you could go about directing this is to rehearse each sequence, each scene, each number on its own. At what point do you or did you get to bring the whole production together and work with it as, you know, one big piece?
Well, we actually haven't gotten the entire production together yet, because we'll do that when we move into the theater on the 11th. So we are still in the phase of working with our musical acts independently and working with our dances independently. And then we'll put all the pieces together when we come to the theater. So our family, as I've dubbed them, they have been working on their lines. And we have some young members of the family. So our senior members that have been on stage numerous times are really taking the chance to mentor these young children and help them know how to behave on stage and how to put inflection with their voices and really giving them this unique acting experience. And so on the 11th is when we'll bring everything together.
Now, that must be a real challenge for the production team, because you're a week out from opening. You don't have access to the stage yet. And, you know, and it sounds like the way your rehearsal schedule works, you may be working with a group of actors on a sequence of scenes on a Tuesday, and then on Wednesday you're rehearsing musical numbers, and maybe on Thursday, you know, you're checking dance sequences.
It is. It does provide a unique challenge in that we don't move into the theater until the 11th, and our show opens on the 16th. So we have 5 days to build the set, move the costumes in, get everybody set in hair and makeup, and get the sequence of the show smoothed out. And with a little bit of an added difficulty this year, of course, is bringing in all of our variety acts who've never performed in our space. But I've got pure confidence in all of the people that are taking part in our show. They're ready and they know, you know, I've done in the script, I've outlined who's coming in from what sides of the stage. And so there's a lot of director's notes that were typed into the script. So everybody's aware of where they're moving, so they won't be starting blind when we put all the pieces together.
And what's the experience that you're hoping the patrons will have over the course of the evening? What's the feeling that you want them to have as they leave the theater?
I really want people to take away the thought of just cherishing your family, cherishing your memories, because our memories are what fill us with joy and laughter. And our Christmas memories especially make us think of our childhood. So I hope that when we're transporting you on stage back to the World War II era, that you think about your grandmother or your grandfather, and you think about what they might have been doing with your parents, you know, whether it was ice skating on a pond or it was going out in the woods and using that bow saw to chop down or to cut down a tree. And then as you travel through, you think about Christmas trips that you've taken on your own and how you're building those memories with your children or your own grandchildren, and that each opportunity we have as an individual can build something that lasts for the future.
You had mentioned earlier that there's sort of a narrative through the production. It's this family and their Christmas stories across the generations. What can you tell us about them and their story?
Their story, as I said, began in our book in World War II, and then it travels to present day. And a lot of their story is reminiscent of my own childhood. So things that my parents told me or things that I experienced, and I thought other families would have experienced the same. So whether it's adding lights to your Christmas tree and, you know, one person thinks there's plenty on there and the other one's like, there's never enough lights, you know, or it's the, you know, I went to Limestone High School and Madrigals to me is always the smell of wassail and the serfs serving throughout the corridors. And so this family is experiencing all of those things as well as the memories that our production staff joined in with. Things that they experienced in their childhood. My music director is Nicole Fauser and my choreographer is Rachel Hayes. And they talked about things that they did in their childhood. And Rachel reflected on some dances that she did as a child. And Nicole, her grandfather always sang "Twas the Night Before Christmas." And so Fred Shane, who is our grandfather, is going to be singing "Twas the Night Before Christmas" on stage. And that's a really special memory for Nicole because she remembers every Christmas sitting down with this book all of the grandchildren gathered around to listen to it. So we really wanted just to take whatever was special to each of us and put a little bit of that into the show.
Mary Keltner is the director of Home for the Holidays at Peoria Players Theater. Performances are next weekend, December 16th at 7:30 and December 17th at 2 o'clock. Thank you again for being with us, and break a leg.
Thank you.
This weekend also sees the return of two more holiday season traditions. The Peoria Ballet presents their annual production of The Nutcracker, accompanied by the Heartland Festival Orchestra. There are three performances tomorrow and Sunday at the Peoria Civic Center Theater. And the First Federated Church at 3601 North Sheridan in Peoria is back with their Sing It Yourself Messiah. That is Sunday afternoon at 2:30. Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers. Our producer is Sierra Doss. You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio at peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.